It's the Edinburgh Man podcast. I think it's podcast 305. That's what I've got written down here. And apologies, we haven't done one of these for a while. Almost a year, I think. In fact, over a year. Hopefully, there's going to be good music. And I'm shattered as ever as I record this. From Spain. This is Zero Azúcar by Zero Azúcar. Zero Azúcar, which I mispronounced, obviously, by Zero Azúcar. I think they're from Spain. It says here the record label is called Andalusia Uberalis, which is based in Seville, so I suspect they're from there. It came out on January the 10th, and it's a Name Your Price. You can get it at andalusiauberalis.bandcamp.com. Welcome to the podcast. It's been a while. Lots of things have been happening at Edinburgh Man Towers, which means that the podcast has been tricky to record. We had the loft renovated last year, the attic. If you're in America, a loft is a different thing, isn't it? In the attic, yes, we had that renovated. So there was lots of construction work going on last year. So, yeah, there was not really much of a time I could do the podcast. And also, kids are getting older as well, which means they're awake longer. They take up more of your time, which meant that many other things didn't happen. So, yeah, no time for podcasting. It was quite tricky anyway. So I'm back in the cupboard, which is still here. And hopefully, yeah, recording the podcast. I'm actually shattered as well today. This is, as I record this, it is 10 to 4. I was going to record it earlier on today, but two things happened. Dr. Nick's working from home today, which meant it was quite tricky to record in the cupboard in the bedroom, because that's where her standing desk is. And also, I decided, took it upon myself, to paint the loft, paint the attic. It's been sort of done. It was finished just before Christmas, but I've been put off doing the actual final decorating and stuff like that. But today, I don't have much work on this month. That's the other reason why I'm doing a podcast. Last year was quite busy in terms of work, but this month is quite light, so it's DIY stuff and podcasty things. Also, I did try and put together a podcast about 6 months ago, and I found it quite tricky to put together enough tracks. that I thought were high enough quality for the show. Obviously, I have a high bar of quality requirements for the show. I couldn't really find enough. So I found enough. I found six great tracks today, most of which have just come out in the last month or so. There's a couple that are from earlier on, or like end of last year or something like that. Anyway, hopefully you like it. And the other thing as well is it's Bandcamp Friday tomorrow. Depends when you're listening to this, of course. I record this on the 6th of March, and the 7th of March tomorrow is Bandcamp Friday. So yes, all of these tracks are on Bandcamp, but you can go and sort of, I think they're all Name Your Price. One of them isn't, or maybe two of them aren't. But anyway, I digress as ever. This is Drifting by LSD. This track is 7 minutes long. I thought I might save it for the end, but no, it's too good. This is brilliant. This is LSD on Crafting Room Recordings from Brighton. This is Drifting.
Oh,
That's fantastic. That's LSD on Crafting Room Recordings from Brighton. You can get it at craftingroomrecordings.bandcamp.com. It's from the new album Spill, which comes out on March the 21st. £4 digital or £24 on vinyl. Let me know if the podcast sounds okay today. I'm recording it using some different equipment. I've got myself a Zoom recorder, but it's got quite a lot of noise on it and stuff, so I'm going to have to go back and edit this afterwards and sort of clean it up a little bit. I can't believe I used to do the podcast live. It must have sounded terrible when I used to do the podcast live. But I shall go and clean it up and let me know if it sounds okay, if it sounds acceptable, if this is a way I can do the podcast, a recording method I can do the podcast again in the future. I'm going to try and do it. I think weekly is probably going to be too difficult. I think I'm going to try and do the podcast twice weekly, fortnightly. That's the one. Fortnightly. Because, I found it really quite tricky to pull together enough music for today's show. So I think I need at least 5 tracks to make a decent show, and I think it's probably going to require me to do it every couple of weeks or so. I'll try and be better. Apologies, like I say, last year was just a crazy year. It was very difficult to get around to recording it, but I'll try and be better. Honest I will. This is Wonderflu from Paris, and this is A Critical.
And not just the song.
Talks about the final, wakes before it happens every day. Though he can't face his real life, sometimes just killing time every day. We're the champions, gladly losing something on the way. Get the rewards, selling brand new TVs every day. We're the champions.
Paris in France, obviously. That's Wonderflu and A Critical. It's spelled Wonderflu as in wonder, as in to wonder, and flu as in the thing that makes you ill. .bandcamp.com. And that's from the album Milky Worlds, which came out on February the 28th, just a few weeks ago, just like a week or so ago, in fact, something like that. It's a Name Your Price, yet another Name Your Price on their podcast, on their Bandcamp page. They say, we're from Paris, we make indie rock. And nowadays it doesn't seem to mean anything, but we believe it still does. I think I've read that out before, actually. I should just do that. I'm going to read out all the information, all the little quotes and sort of taglines that are on people's Bandcamp pages today, at least the ones that have them. This is Final Passion, and it's from an EP called We Will Figure It Out, which is fantastic. It came out a few months ago, September. I think it came out on a Bandcamp Friday back in September. You should definitely get this. It only costs $1, the EP, and this track is I'm Alright.
Did you hear the
That's Final Passion and I'm Alright, and that's from the EP We Will Figure It Out, which is available at finalpassion.bandcamp.com for only $1. Their tagline on Bandcamp is, I make music alone in my bedroom. Well, I'm making the podcast alone in my bedroom. In fact, even in the cupboard in my bedroom, which is probably one step down. But they've got two EPs on there. I recommend you check them out. I've played them on the podcast before. They are fantastic. Ah, I should have made a list of all the things I've done over the last year, and then I could have regaled you with the excitement that's happened at Edinburgh Manitowers. There's been no excitement. I think, thinking back, I think I've only been to two gigs in the last year, actually. I think by this time last year, I went to see the Blue Tones and then got COVID for the first time and felt terrible for about 3 weeks. I'm not attributing it necessarily to the Blue Tones gig, although it may have been. And then towards the end of the year, I think I saw Chemtrails at Sneaky Pete's, and that one was only £10, which I think is about... I remember, all gigs used to be £10. In fact, £10 was probably quite expensive at one point, but that was definitely worth going for. And also, they finished at about 9:45. I was able to get the last train home, and I was home at like about, you know, 10:30 for a cup of tea. So that's my sort of favourite timing for a gig. Anyway, that was fantastic. I should try and go and see more gigs this year. I should really make more of an effort. In fact, not long after that Chemtrails gig, I got a really horrible flu and was laid up with that for 3 weeks as well. So there's a lesson in there. I think the lesson is that I need to go to gigs more frequently and then build up an immunity that I've obviously lost over the last 5 years. This from Olympia, Washington is Lace, Bass and Suitcase and Thumb in Ass. Thanks. That's Thumb in Ass by Lace, Bass and Suitcase, and that's from the album Lace Banjo. They're from Olympia, Washington. Their tagline on Bandcamp says, "Mistress of drop thumb picking dark tunes with jazzy lyricalism." It's a Name Your Price. It came out last year. Another one for your Bandcamp Friday, hopefully. All the stuff, like I say, everything I'm playing on today's podcast is available on Bandcamp, and tomorrow is Bandcamp Friday. If you've missed it, it's all, like, everything's pretty cheap. But you could always stick on an extra quid and send that to the artist instead. Oh dear, I'm really out of practice when it comes to doing podcasts. I should have probably prepped some interesting things to say. I have nothing interesting to say. That's how out of practice I am. Next time, I promise I will do some research about the bands. I will take a note of all the interesting things that happen in my life. Not that there's ever anything interesting happening in my life, and I will regale you with those throughout the podcast. I should have talked about how Edinburgh Man Jr., Thing 2, is obsessed with Pokemon trading cards at the moment. That's their current obsession. I should have told you about the fact I went to a science fiction convention just around the corner from the house, which had the fifth Doctor Who, Peter Davison, and Tegan at, which was good fun. I should tell you about Edinburgh Man Jr., who's wonderful in the clarinet at the moment. Maybe I could get him to play some clarinet in the party. He wouldn't do that at all. There's all manner of interesting things. Next time, the podcast will have some more interesting chat. This, from Jewel in Orlando, is Fade to Black. And that's the last track of the podcast. Normally I don't come back after that, but that's Fade to Black by Julian Orlando. And that's from the Waiting Room LP. They're from Boston, Massachusetts. You can get it on Bandcamp. It does cost, when it came out in March 1st, it does cost £20 on Bandcamp. Who might say? But you can get it cheaper if you go to other digital storefronts, such as Cool Buzz, which is where I got that track from. Thank you very much for listening to podcast number 305. I shall promise it won't be a year until 306. And I'll see you next time.